You know, every once in a while, someone will come up to me, often quietly, and say, "Thank you. I saw you on TV. You said what I was thinking."
CNN political commentator Scott Jennings speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
And that's when I know it's worth it. Not because I changed the world in one segment, but because I reminded someone that they are not alone. So to everyone here today, keep making the case for your faith, for your values, for your families, and for your country. And I'll keep doing my best on the panels, on the debates, on CNN.
You can watch and listen to Scott Jennings making the case for an alternative voice in the mainstream media from the 2025 Making the Case conference. For a $300 gift by Holy Cross Day, September 14th, you can access on-demand video and audio streams of the entire conference. Order today at issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, "God be merciful to me, a sinner."
Almighty.
have mercy
upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, it is by your grace that we live as your people who offer acceptable service. Grant that we may walk by faith and not by sight in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of that of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do such a thing small as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The congregation here gathered today, I think in large part, are our Greek students. Faith, says the writer to the Hebrews, is the hypostasis of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. To play on the words of the Wicked Witch of the West, what a word, what a word. It may not have been in your vocabulary words. The word hypostasis was significant to the church in setting forth the biblical understanding of the Holy Trinity. One ousia, one being, one essence, three hypostases, three subsistences, three persons. It was also significant to the church in setting forth what the incarnation of the Son means. He is the God-man by hypostatic union. But those uses of hypostasis are not in play here. To be sure, the King James Version translates it substance. But better for this usage today is the ESV's translation, assurance. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Christian faith is the firm confidence in all of God's promises realized in Jesus Christ. It's a faith that comes not from seeing, but from hearing, St. Paul says, and hearing through the word of Christ. People of faith are people led by the Spirit of God, by the word of God that he inspired, by the sacraments he empowers. We are sons of God through faith. We live in hope, the hope of the redemption of our bodies. And in this hope, we were saved. In a hope not seen, but believed. And we wait for it with patience, with confidence, with conviction. We believe it, kind of like we believe in the creation. Kind of, because we do see the creation. We don't have to hope in it that way. But we do believe that God created it by his word, out of nothing, not out of things that are visible. By God's word, we believe it because we didn't see it happen. More, we believe and hope in our redemption like Noah believed. He built an ark simply on the strength of God's word, that God was going to destroy all flesh in which is the breath of life under heaven. Everything on earth is going to die in a great flood, Noah, except your family and the animals you put into this ark. So said God to Noah. And Noah believed this event as yet unseen. And his faith was justified. Noah was justified by faith. We believe and hope in our redemption like Abraham believed. God told Abraham, pick up and leave your home and settle in a place I'm going to show you. He didn't go visit and scope out apartments. He didn't apply for jobs for Sarah, his wife. He didn't seek out a school for his yet unborn sons. He had only God's promise. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. Abraham believed and did what he was told. He moved, and his faith was justified. Abraham was justified through faith. Understandably, these people of old are commended for their faith, not for their sinless lives. You know their sins. Noah embarrassed himself in drunkenness. Abraham fathered a child by his wife's maidservant, and fearing for his own life, he offered up his wife first to Pharaoh and then to another king. No, they are commended for their faith that counts these sinners as righteous. They were sinners who very likely were filled with anxiety at God's word. Build an ark, Noah, far from any water. What will people think? What kind of ridicule will I have to endure? Go, Abraham, leave your family, leave your friends, and go you know not where, but I know. How will I be able to survive? What if I can't find water? What if enemies waylay me? All of this sounds eerily familiar, doesn't it? For you first-year students, most of you, for you students who 8 or 9 months from now will be sent on vicarage, or any fourth-year students here who will be sent, you know not where on your first call, even for the faculty here, who just as easily can receive a congregation's or agency's call and say, the Lord is calling me to move to where he is telling me. I'm thinking Dr. Rast here most recently. These unseens make for anxious times. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? And yet in the midst of all these, Jesus says, fear not, little flock. Cast aside your doubts, your worries. Only believe. Do you not know how valuable you are to your Father in heaven? He feeds the birds and clothes the lilies. He will take care of you. He will give you your daily bread, and you don't even need to ask for it. Do you not know how valuable you are to the Father? So valuable indeed that he sent his own Son, not as a bird, not as a flower, but as a man, to redeem mankind, to redeem sinners like you. The Father gave his dearest treasure into your flesh, unto cross and death for you. And raising him back up, he brought him back to his side that you might know that there is a treasure awaiting you, a treasure that no thief can steal and no moth can destroy. This is the treasure for which we hope, for which we wait in patience with the full hypostasis of faith. It's an eternal heavenly treasure. Baptized into Christ, trusting in Christ, the Father is well pleased with you. He has forgiven you all your sins and is pleased to give you the kingdom. Therefore, continue to set your hearts and minds on this treasure. And worry not about sowing and reaping and toiling and spinning. When the devil causes doubts and worries to well up inside you, look to Christ, trust in his absolution, partake of his sacrament, and pray the prayer of all Christians. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And then the commendation of Noah and of Abraham and all the people of old will be yours, and your place will be assured in the city designed and built by God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Confident that our Lord hears the prayers of his faithful, let us approach his throne of mercy, interceding on behalf of the church and the world. That the faithful from every nation would continue to receive from the Lord Jesus his life-giving gifts, and daily return to him their thanksgiving and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That while anxiously awaiting the Lord's final return, we may never tire of inviting others to hear the good news of life in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would bless the faithful with generous hearts, who give freely from the bounty that he has bestowed on them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would grant us civil rulers who desire what is best for our life together in this world, teaching them forbearance, wisdom, and humility, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the estate of marriage would be honored and upheld as God has ordained it, with husbands and wives loving and serving each other in faithful love and service, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are burdened with illness, that God would grant his healing hand to be laid upon them as they patiently wait for the relief that he knows best for us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Grant our petitions, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh, and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
the body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his give you favor and give you peace.
Amen.